Podcast. Zach Cosby with you. I'm just cruising down the 401 East, headed to play some Thursday night puck, and had to bring you the update for UFFL Week 14 as we head into the playoffs. And of course, this is the Sixth Sense Podcast, normally joined by Andrew Kirkland, but no sign of him for this one. Again, as I just roll down the highway here, Matt York enjoying the Leafs game, got some last minute Leafs tickets, so Commissioner Corner out the window as well. We'll keep you right here on the road with me, about 10 minutes left in my drive. We'll see how fast I can bring you up to speed on what's going on in the UFFL heading into Week 14 and how the regular season came to a close. If you talk to Andrew Kirkland, if I threw to him right now, he might say something like, "How are you? I won. I'm the best." Something like that. Regardless, he is not here, but he is the regular season champion, so he takes home that prize with a win in Week 13. He will take on Chubbs of Tyler Burnside in the 1 versus 8 matchup this week. So it's Burnside versus Kirkland in the 1-8, the one that no one really wants to be in as a 1. You win the regular season, that's always tough to see if you can hang on and keep it going through the playoffs and build on that regular season success. Not like last year, G&J taking down 16-0. They had no problems with that. So we'll see if Kirkland, who many would say has the best team, can keep it rolling. As for the 2, it is Lafferty Daniel, unable to overcome 2 bullshit trades, and he ends up into the second seed. Not his own trades. His was a valiant effort, hanging on for dear life until the very end, trying to get that first place trophy. But instead, he is second. He will face Mr. Larson, and another fitting matchup, but kind of a friendly matchup if it's Lafferty Daniel and Mr. Larson. Obviously, that's not the guy in Happy Gilmore who the beast of a man was pissed at, so maybe more fitting if Mr. Larson does end up playing Shooter McGavin, which could happen. We'll get to that a little bit later, but for now, we have Bondo versus Stewart in the 2 versus 7, Bondo winning his way into the 7th spot. 3-6 is Adams Family Value Mart versus Dumpster Fire Divots. That is Zach Cosby, that's me, yours truly, taking on Luke Hendry. So another friendly matchup. Luke has vowed not to watch. I tried to get into him a little bit, chirp him a little bit this week, showing a lack of confidence, picking up and dropping some guys. Alas, he was unfazed and has made it this far, finishing with that 8-4 record and ending up in 6th, crazily. Actually, some controversy there on Luke's end. He brought up that it's funny that Alan Hearns of the pickup for Matt York during his controversial week was actually the difference between a spot in the standings for Luke Hendry and Matt York. But alas, it is Zach Cosby versus Luke Hendry, Adams Fan Value Mart, trying to ride Devontae Adams and the lack of Melvin Gordon on through to the semifinal. As again, this is basically our fantasy divisional weekend, which in real life, divisional weekend, the best in NFL football, the best weekend of football all year long, if you ask me. For now, we hope it's just a really good battle as I try to make my merge onto the 400 here. We'll just check the old blind spot and keep it rolling. So we have summed up all but one matchup. It is the 4 versus 5 that is left. The commissioner taking on Shooter McGavin. So discount Belichick, Shooter McGavin, and a rematch of the Mo of just 2 weeks ago. So Shooter McGavin taking on discount Belichick as the 4 versus 5. Plenty of a standings shaking up going on in Week 13. But that is how they landed and how the chips fell for Week 14 in the UFFL divisional weekend, and going to be a good one. No trades leading up to the trade deadline, so the rosters are pretty much going to be locked. As you can see right now, it'll be the rosters that these guys have and plus some waiver pickups as we get rolling into the playoffs here. But nothing else will happen when it comes to dealings and wheelings, which is maybe a good thing as we head into the fantasy playoffs. No more shenanigans will be had. It's all up to the boys on the field. We are brought to you, as always, by Grin Toothbrush, Happy Teeth, Happy Life. And that was your rapid fire UFFL update on the Sixth Sense podcast. We'll get to more next week, and we'll see you on December 15th at Bondo's.